طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our session number 21. Session number 21. Reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic by Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim. And today, inshallah, we're going to try to do the next two lessons, which are lesson number 40, dealing with the letter va, the velarized form of the va, on page 78 and 79. And also lesson number 41, dealing with the letter ha, on page 80 and 81. And by the way, with these two letters, yani next week there will remain two more letters of the alphabet, with which we will complete the alphabet, and then we'll just take the special 10 lessons on special rules for reading and writing in Arabic, and we'll be complete with this course. So please try to engage yourself in review as much as possible, because we're coming near the end, and it's very important, yani, that you review as much as possible. Like I said, today, inshallah, we're going to do lessons 40 and 41, the letters va and ha. But before that, we want to quickly review the letters that we did last week. The letters that we did last week from lessons 38 and lesson 39. The letters ta and sad. Ta and sad. Okay, before we start the lesson though, I was just informed of the change in time for the ikama for Salatul Dhuhr. So I just want to let everybody know, in case I forget to send you an email. Next week, the time for the iqamah for Salatul Dhuhr will be, instead of 12 o'clock, 12:15. Alright, so please make note of that. The iqamah will be 12:15, and therefore the class will start, inshallah, immediately after Dhuhr, approximately 12:30. Okay, so next week, inshallah, the iqamah will be 12:15. The class, inshallah, will start at 12:30 until 1:30. And likewise, anybody for book one class, inshallah, it will be starting, instead of 1:15, at 1:30 until 2:30. So hopefully I'll send out an email to remind us of that, but just in case if I forget, remember, the time for the iqamah is going to be 15 minutes later next week. Alright. Alright, so let's turn to page 74. Wa alaykum salam. Page 74, lesson 38, the letter ta. The letter ta. Lesson 38, page 74. It says at the top of the page, this is the velarized form of T. Yani the velarized form of ta. Velarization involves curving the tongue and raising it towards the soft palate. Yani at the back of the mouth. And the letter ta itself, ta, like ta and dal, is pronounced from the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gums above the two top front teeth, top incisors. This letter is heavier than the letter ta. It's from the same articulation point like ta, but it's pronounced heavy, ta, ta. All right, let's look at this lesson. Again, lesson 38, page 74, line 1, first word. Sautun. Sautun. Second word.
Abatun.
Abatun. Third word. Habata. Habata. Last word.
Rabata.
Rabata. Naam. Line 2, first word.
Tayrun.
Tayrun. Second word.
Asatiru.
Asatiru. Third word.
Sultanun.
Sultanun. Last word.
Matarun.
Matarun. Matarun. Okay, line 3. We're on page 74, lesson 38. Line 3, first word.
Matarun.
Second word.
Fatirun.
Third word.
Ta.
Ta. Qala. Last word.
Qaba.
Turn to page 75. We're still on lesson 38. Page 75, the letter fa. The letter fa. Line 4, first word.
Fa-fa-ra-ni.
Long vowel on the end. Fa-fa-ra-ni. Second word. Up-yabu. Up-yabu. Naam. Third word.
Ustulun.
Last word.
Batalun.
Batalun. Batalun. Okay, let's go to the next lesson, 39, the letter Sad. The letter Sad. The letter Sad. Yani it's the velarized form of the letter S. Seen. Seen. Sa. This letter. Sa. Sa. Yani velarized means the tongue is curved and going up to the back of the roof of the mouth. The letter Sad, like seen, it's heavier than seen, but like seen, it's from the same articulation point as seen. And zay, yani that is, it's from yani the tip of the tongue opposite the front top two front teeth, above the lower two front teeth, with a space between the tongue and the top two front teeth. The letter saw, saw. Okay, let's read lesson 39, page 76, line 1, first word.
Manasun.
Second word. Shadda on the side, huh? Rossa. Rossa. Third word.
Marususun.
Marususun. Line 2, first word.
Sautun.
Sautun. Second word.
Sawyan.
Ah, that's, remember when the letter, when the vowel is underneath the shadda or underneath the hamza, that's kasra. Okay, whenever it's underneath, the shadda or the hamza is kasra, even though it may be above the letter, in this case the letter lam, it's above the lam, but what we're looking at is the hamza or the shadda. Here we have shadda, so if the vowel is under the shadda, that's kasra. Okay, second line 2, second word again.
Salli.
Sal, hold the lam, right? Salli. Salli. Naam, last word. Shadda on the lamb, right? Sallaytu. Sallaytu. Line 3, first word.
Misru.
Misru. Second word.
Sabara.
Sabara. Sabara. Third word.
Sadidun.
Sadidun. Last word.
Sama.
Sama. Sama. Page 77. Page 77, lesson number 39, line number 4, first word.
Salatun.
Salatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Salah.
Salah. Like ha on the end, without any vowel. Salah. Naam, second word, line 4.
Usalli.
Shed on the lam, and the kasra is elongated by ya. Usalli. Usalli. Third word.
Sudurun.
Sudurun. Naam. Line 5. First word.
Basirun.
Basirun. Second word.
Siyamun.
Siyamun. Last word.
Sabirun.
Sabirun. Naam. Okay, these are the lessons that we took last week, lesson 38 and 39. And today, inshallah, we're going to go to the next lesson, next lessons 40 and 41. Lessons 40 and 41. The lesson number 40 says new element. Yani it is a Z with a little dot underneath it. That dot is to distinguish it from the other letter that is represented by Z, right? The other letter is the letter Zay. Zay. That's a regular Z sound. This one, that dot is telling us there's some difference here, okay? It's not the same. It's Z, but any different form. So, this is the velarized form of the letter ذال, the letter ذال. Like in the alphabet you have alif, ba, ta, ha, tha, jim, ha, kha, dal, ذال, the letter ذال. Okay, the letter ذال is pronounced like the TH in English word this. This, huh? Okay, so we always have to distinguish between these two sounds, the TH sound of in this and the TH sound in thought. The TH sound in thought is like the letter tha, tha. This, the TH sound in the letter this is the letter thal, thal. Both thal and tha are from the same articulation point. Yani, the top of the tip of the tongue touching the edges, the bottom edges of the two upper front teeth. Okay, so the letter tha, tha as in thought, and the letter tha as in this, they're both from the same articulation point, but the sound is not the same. This sound of the letter that we have in front of us today is similar to the sound of the letter tha, as in this, but it's velarized. It's heavier, the tongue is curved and going up to the roof of the back of the mouth, and then it's from the same articulation point as tha. But it's pronounced what? Va, va, va. The tongue is curved, and then you're pronouncing it heavier. Va, va, huh? So this sound, there's no similar sound to it in English. In our notes we had that there's no English equivalent. The sound is similar to the TH in, yani the letter tha, as in this, but it's a heavier sound, much heavier than that, and it is articulated by curling the tongue, and the top side of the tip of the tongue touches the bottom edges of the two top incisors, and that's its articulation point, as it is for the letters thal and tha. Yani this letter va also has the same articulation point. Okay, let's I should also note here that on the top of the page, they only give us two forms of the letter, va. They give us the independent form when it's not connected to anything. And then we see slight modification with a connector going to it. That line connecting to it is when it's at the end and there's a letter before it, right? But if it's in the middle, it has to have the same kind of connector, but on both sides, to connect to what's before it and to what is after it. If it's in the beginning, it looks just like it is in its independent form on the right side of the page, but except it has a little line coming from it to connect to what follows. Okay, so it's just slightly modified in order to connect to what's before it or what's after it or to both sides of it. Okay, if anybody didn't sign the attendance, please, before you leave, make sure you sign the attendance. Also, in case anybody just came, I'm just going to remind you, because I might forget to send you a reminder by email. The time for the Iqamah, inshallah, is going to be in the next class. It's going to be instead of 12 o'clock, we're going to be praying. The Iqamah is going to be 12:15, which means the class will start after the Salat at approximately 12:30. So the class will be from 12:30 until 1:30. And likewise, the Book 1 class is going to also be moved back 15 minutes from 1:30 to 2:30. Inshallah. Okay, the letter va, va. Let's look at lesson 40, page 78, line 1, the first word.
Shu-wa-vun.
Nam. Shu-wa-vun. Vun. Vun. Shu-wa-vun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Shu-wa-vun. I hope that everybody is participating. Please practice with us, even if you know it very well. Practice with us so that we have a joint group effort here. Okay, line 1, second word. Ghilavun. Ghilavun. Here we have a short vowel and a long vowel with lam alif. Short vowel and then a long vowel with lam alif. And then we have the letter va with tanween. Ghilavun. Ghilavun. Naam. Allah describes some of the angels in the Quran as being ghilav, yani very stern, rough, yani, because those are the angels that are going to deal with the disobedient ones, the kuffar, and the evil people. Naam. Line 1, third word. Short vowel, long vowel, tanwin. Now.
Zilalun.
Zilalun. Zilalun. Last word, short vowel, long vowel, tanwin. Nam.
Zalamun.
Nam. Zalamun. 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 Zalam, and it means darkness. From the root, yani, zalama, nam. Nam. Okay, let's read line 1 all together from the beginning of the line. First word.
Shuwavun.
Second word.
Rilavun.
Third word. Rilalun. Last word.
Zalamun.
I don't know if your voices are getting, yani, are lowering, or just that some people are not participating. I don't know which one it is. Naam. Five. Let's look at line 2. We're on page 78, lesson 40. Line 2, first word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Naam.
Volumun.
Volumun. Volumun. Yani, this word is similar to the word, the last word from line 1. Zalamun. They both have the same root. Zalama. Except this one. Yani, the first one, end of line 1 has Zalam, yani long A. And this one has Zalum. Dhamma, elongated by waw. Zalum. Zalumun. This also mentioned in Surah Ibrahim, 14th Surah, 34th Ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Innal insana la zalumun kuffar. Yani, that the human being is indeed one who does extreme wrong to himself and ungrateful, extremely ungrateful. Naam. Volumun. Volumun. Line 2, second word. Not tha. This is not the letter thal. This is the velarized form of thal. Va. Va. Just like the difference between sa and sa. And ta and ta. This one, tha and va. Here we have va. Okay, this is different from tha. Tha is the light normal sound, and this one, va. Va. Vahara. 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 Naam. Line 2, third word. Shadda on the last letter. Vanna. Vanna. Naam. Last word, line 2. Nazunnu. Shadda on the noon. Nazunnu. Dhanna is a past tense verb, and nazunnu is a present tense form from the same verb. Dhanna, yani, means to think. Yani, not to be sure about something. I think it is like that. I thought it was so. Dhanna yazunnu. Nahnu nazunnu. Tayyib, let's read line 2 from the beginning. First word.
Zalumun.
Va. Zalumun. Second word. Va. 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 Not that, huh? Va. Vahara. Vahara. Third word.
Zanna.
Last word.
Nazunnu.
Tayyib, let's go to line 3. The first word, all short vowels.
Zalama.
Zalama. Zalama. Second word. Now, the first syllable is Ya Fatta Va with Sukoon. Sukoon means join it to the previous letter and its vowel, right? Yavlimuna. Yavlimuna. Zalama is the past tense, and yavlimuna is a present tense form from the same verb. From the same verb. Zalama yavlimuna. Last word, line 3. Yamvuruna. Yamvuruna. Naam. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of line 3. Let's read it all together. First word. One more time. I hear somebody saying zalama. It's not that. Va. Va. Zalama. Zalama. Second word. Yazlimuna. Last word. Yanzuruna. Okay, let's turn to page 79. Okay, on page 79 there's no exercise. It's just a reminder to us to be careful to distinguish between this letter va and the letter that's written in the same form, the letter fa. Fa. Fa and va are both velarized forms of the letters ta and tha. Fa and va, they look the same. They are written exactly the same in the beginning, middle, or end, except that fa does not have a nukta. It has no dot. And va has a nukta. Okay. Let's go back then and let's read this lesson again individually. Lesson 40, page 78, we're going to read individually. Line 1, first word, Abdus Sabur.
Suwadun.
Shuwavun. Second word, Salahuddin.
Ghilavun.
Ghilavun. Third word, Mustafa.
Ghilalun.
Again?
Zilalun.
Zilalun. Last word. Hassan.
Zalamun.
Okay, line 2. First word. Line 2. First word. Now, Abdul Shakur.
Zalumun.
Zalumun. Second word.
Zahara.
Zahara. Zahara. Third word. Who didn't read back here? Abdulaziz. I didn't even see you come in, Abdulaziz. I thought maybe you're going to be tired from last night. Vanna. Vanna. Naam. Last word. Who's that over there? Abdul Halim? Naam. Navunnu. Navunnu. Five, let's go to line 3. First word. Who didn't read yet? Mente.
Zalama.
Va-la-ma. Zalama. Second word. Who didn't read yet? You didn't read yet? Oh, okay. Now, Yusuf.
Ya-li-mu-da.
But heavy though, right? Yav limuna. Now, last word. Who didn't read yet? Oh, Muhammad.
Yanzuruna.
Okay, any questions about the letter va? What is important is that you have to remind yourself that this letter is from the same articulation point as tha. Tha, as in this, and these, and those. But it's a heavy sound, it's velarized form. So that means the sound of it has to be distinguished from tha. Letter tha, this letter, va, va, va. Like the th in the word, English word, this. But heavy though. Not tha, va, va. Okay, this requires some practice. It doesn't have any English equivalent, so please try to work on it, try to practice with it. Okay, the next lesson, lesson 41, says new element, H-A, ha. But notice this H has a dot underneath it, okay? So that means we want to distinguish this from the H that as in huwa, huwa, Allahu. Okay, this one here is a different sound, okay? It's a different sound. It says it articulated from the pharynx. Yani, it's articulated from the throat. It's from the letters of the throat. Yani, on the throat letters on the bottom, you have Hamza and Ha, as in Huwa. And then you have, Yani, Ayn and Ha, this letter here. It's from the middle of the throat. Okay? Note that Jim, in terms of the form of the letter, it said, note that Jim has one dot inside it, and Kha has one dot above it, and ha has no dot, has no nuqta. Okay? I said that the letter ha, its articulation point, is from the middle of the throat, along with the letter ayn, along with the letter ayn. It is produced by tensing the throat and forcing the air out. Ha, ha. Okay? It has what might be described as an eerie or hissing sound. Ha, hi, hu. It is similar to, they said, similar to the H in hand, but articulated with greater force. Ha, ha. It differs from the letter kha in that kha has a kind of scraping effect. Ha, ha. Ha doesn't have it, just has a yani hissing sound. Ha, ha. Okay, it's from the letters of the throat, from the middle of the throat, along with ayn, ayn and ha, ayn and ha. This ha, no, I'm not going to tell that joke today. Okay, let's try this letter, ha, ha. Page 80, lesson 41, line 1. Line 1, first word. Ruhun. Ruhun. We know the word ruh, right? Ruh means the soul that's in the human being, or the spirit of the human being. Ruh. Ruh. Nam. Oh, that's a long one. Yeah, there's a difference for sure, but like any, sometimes they use similarly. Line 1, second word. Rauhun. Rauhun. Rauhun is from the verb rawaha, to refresh. To refresh, to revive something, to refresh it. Yani refreshment. Rauhun. Notice the difference between ruhun and rauhun. Ruhun is ra dhamma elongated by wow with sukoon. Rauhun is ra with fatta followed by wow with sukoon. The wow with sukoon, if it's preceded by dhamma, it's elongation. If it's preceded by fatta, it's a diphthong combination of two vowel sounds. Rau, au, rauhun, rauhun. Line 1, third word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Nikahun, nikahun. Anybody know what's nikah?
Marriage.
Like marriage, no. No. Last word, line 1. Shed on the ba. Sabba, sabbaha, sabbaha. Shed means the letter ba here is doubled. The first of those two ba's has sukoon. That means you have to join it to the letter before it. The scene with fatta, it became sab. And then you have another ba with fatta, ba. And then you have ha. Sabbaha, sabbaha. Yani tasbih, it means yani sabbaha means to declare the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say subhanallah, sabbaha. Tasbih, it means to say subhanallah, yani meaning that Allah is free from all imperfections. Yani subhanallah, you might translate it as, oh how perfect is Allah. Yani Allah is free from all imperfections. And in the old days, and probably still now, they still translate it as glory to Allah. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't really tell us the meaning. Yani, sabbaha, yani, is yani the past tense form of the verb. That word comes from it, tasbih, yani to say subhanallah, to declare Allah being free from any imperfections. Naam, sabbaha. Let's go back and read line 1 all together from the first word. Ruhun. Second word.
Rauhun.
Rauhun. Third word.
نكاح. Last word.
سبحة.
سبحة. سبحة. نعم. Line 2, first word, 3 short vowels.
حمدة.
حمدة. حمدة. حمدة. نعم, we say that in Salah, right? سمع الله لمن حمده. يعني there's a pronoun on the end. حمده. Here there's no pronoun on the end. The verb حمدة, in that supplication, it's سمع الله لمن حمده. يعني Allah listens to he who praises him. حمده. Praises him. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم, second word has a shadd on the meem. Pay attention to that. Naam. Muhammadun. Not Muhammad. Muhammad. In English, most of the time we say Muhammad. It's not Muhammad. It's Muhammad. Muhammad with fatha on the shadd on the meem. Muhammad. Muhammad is the اسم مفعول from حمد يحمد اسم مفعول the one who is praised. محمد is the اسم فاعل, the one who is doing the act of praising. Huh? The one who is praising, the one who is praised. محمد is the one who is praised. يعني he is praised by others. محمد. Line 2, third word.
أحمد.
أحمد. أحمد. أحمد. نعم. This is also from the names of our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. أحمد. أحمد. نعم. Third, last word, number 4. أحمد. أحد. 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 أحد means what? Means one. One. نعم. Like, قل هو الله أحد. أحد means he is one. يعني literally it means he is one. The intended meaning of it is that he is unique. Not just one. Because I am one also, right? But I am not unique. All of us are human beings. None of us are unique. But Allah is unique. He is not only one, but he is also unique. There is nothing like him. ليس كمثله شيء. يعني the intended meaning here is that Allah is one, meaning He's not a plurality, not many gods, and also that He is unique. There's nothing in the creation that is like Him. Nothing in the creation that is like Him. Now, okay, let's read from the beginning of line 2, first word. Hamida. Hamida. Second word. With fatha. Muhammadun. Muhammadun. Third word.
Ahmadu.
Ahmadu. Last word.
Ahadun.
Ahadun. Line 3. Did we read? Yeah, we read together. Okay. Line 3. First word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween.
Rahimun.
Rahimun. Rahimun, Ar-Rahim is one of the Asma of Allah. Ar-Rahim means what?
The merciful.
Merciful. Naam, second word.
Ihsanun.
Ihsanun. Naam, Ihsan. This is from the hadith of Jibreel, right? He said, يعني أخبرني عن الإسلام وأخبرني عن الإيمان وأخبرني عن الإحسان. And he asked the Prophet, tell me about الإحسان. This is one of the levels of the deen of Allah. The first level being Islam, and the higher level being Iman, and the highest level being إحسان. And إحسان is what? In that hadith. To worship Allah as though you are seeing Him. And even if you don't see Him, know that He sees you. That's muraqabah, to be aware that Allah is seeing you. To be aware that Allah is seeing you. This is a very important yani idea, concept, belief in Islam. Yani being conscious that Allah is
observing us all the time. Yani, if you are a young child, you might be worried about your parents watching you. If you're an older person, you worry about your boss watching you. But if you're a Muslim, you should be worried about Allah watching you. Naam. Line 3, third word.
Sihrun.
Sihrun. Sihrun. Huh? What is sihr? Magic. Haram. Haram. Absolutely, without any discussion. Naam. Sihrun. Line 3, last word. Sahirun. Sahirun. Sahirun is the ism fa'il, the one who does sihr. The one who does sihr is called sahir, the magician, the magician. Okay, let's read line 3 from the beginning of the line all together. First word.
Rahimun.
Second word.
Ihsanun.
Third word. Sihrun. Last word.
Sahirun.
Page 81. We're still in lesson 41. Page 81. The letter ha. Ha. Line 4. First word.
Hamimun.
Short vowel, long vowel, tammy. Hamimun. Hamimun. Second word.
Habibun.
Habibun. Habibun. Habibun means what?
Beloved.
Beloved. One who beloved. Is loved. Yani one who is loved. Habibun. Last word. Ah. Okay, hold on, hold on. Pay attention first to the shadda on the ba. Shadda on the ba means there's two ba's. The first one has sukun, is connected to the ha with kasra before it. A-hib. And then there's another ba with fatha elongated by alif. Huh? Let's try it again.
Ahibba'u.
Naam. Ahibba'u. Ahibba'u. Ahibba is the plural of Habib. Is the plural of Habib. Naam. And these words are all similar because even Hamim means one who's close to you. Close friend or an intimate, one who's intimate to you. And Habib means the one that you love. And Ahibba is the plural of Habib. Let's read line 4 from the beginning. First word.
Hamimun.
Second word.
Habibun.
Last word.
Ahibba'u.
Ahibba'u. Naam. Line 5 is a series of words, right? Naam. The first word is?
Fi.
First word. Second word?
Lawhin.
Third word?
Mahfuzin.
Mahfuzin. Zin. Va. Va. Mahfuzin. Naam, let's read it together, the whole line. Fi lawhin mahfuz. Naam, the meaning of fi lawhin mahfuz means in the lawh, that is mahfuz. The lawh means the tablet. Mahfuz means that which is protected and preserved. Fi lawh al-mahfuz means the preserved, yani the protected tablet, that all the revelations are protected and preserved in. Naam. From the word hafiza. Naam. Hafiz is the one who preserves or protects or memorizes, and mahfuz is that which is preserved or protected or memorize. Again, line 5. Naam. Fi lawhim mahfuzin. Type. At the end of this lesson, we see the three letters that are written in a similar fashion. The letter Jim, and the letter Kha, and the letter Ha. Okay, the difference between them, Jim has a nukta underneath, Kha has a nukta on top, and ha has no nukta. Okay, let's go back and read lesson 41 from the beginning individually. Lesson 41, page 80, line 1, first word. Who wants the first word? نعم عبد السبوع نعم we're on page 80 we're going to do the lesson individually page 80 line 1 he just read the first word روحن second word who's سليمان ما شاء الله long time سليمان go ahead روحن you want to take the next one too no no problem Abdishakur will take it for you Abdishakur is your big brother he'll take it for you don't worry Nikahun. Last word, line one, Mustafa.
Sannaha.
Oh, that's a not a noon. Noon is that on top.
Sabbaha.
Naam, sabbah, sabbaha, sabbaha. Line two, first word, Naam, Hassan.
Hamida.
Hamida. Hamida. Second word, Naam, Abdul Wali. Muhammadun. Third word. Salahuddin.
Ahmadu.
Ahmadu. Last word. Last word. Somebody back here is Abdul Halim. Ahadun. Line three. First word. Mustafa. Who's back here? Oh, wow. I would have never known you were there. I never known you were there. Okay, who read the last word just now? Oh, Mustafa. What word you read?
Rahimun.
Rahi, long vowel, short vowel, long. Rahimun, Rahimun. Second word, line three. Naam.
Three back here.
Huh?
Three back here.
Okay, three back here. Jean. Naam. Ihsanun. Ihsanun. Next word. Third word. Salahuddin. Sihrun. Last word. Abdul Wali.
Sahirun.
Page 81. Page 81. Line 4. First word. First word. I'm looking in the back now. Mente.
Hamimun.
Hamimun. Second word. Salahuddin.
Habibun.
Last word. Abdulaziz.
Ahibba'u.
Okay, who wants to tackle this long line here? Muhammad.
Fi
lawhim mahfuz. Yani, there's a rule here. This is the ayah in the Quran, right? Yani, if you have tanween followed by meem, as in lawhin, followed by meem in mahfuz, then it's called yani merging. The noon of the tanween of lawhin, the noon is merged into the meem. So instead of lawhin, you say lawhim. It's called idgham.
Say that again, Shaykh.
Yeah. I'm saying that lawhin, the tanween has a noon sound, right? Mm-hmm. But when the tanween or any noon with sukoon is followed by meem, then the noon sound is merged into the meme. Instead of pronouncing noon, you pronounce the meme twice. So instead of saying lawhin, you say lawhim mahfuz. Okay.
In that case, the meme must start with shadda, right?
Yeah, in the Quran, usually all the vowels will be written, the shadda will be on top of the meme to remind you, yani, that it's going to be doubled and it's going to be merged. Okay, any question about these two letters, the letter va and the letter ha? Okay, in that case, let's go and try to do a quick review. Quick review. Last week we did 1 through 10. Let's go to lesson number 11 on page 23. On page 23. Naam, question. Statement. Yeah, also. Yani, but it depends on which mushaf. Different printings, they have different, and they don't always have that. That's like in the Medina mushaf, they have that to help you to remember. Where's the idgham? Where's the ikhfa? Where's whatever? Yani, it's not in all the copies of the Quran, but some of yani, the Medina Mus'haf has it. Naam? Above the heavens with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, okay, so let's try to review quickly some of these lessons. Remember today, we had the Salat at 12, but next week we're going to have Salat Iqama at 12:15. I just want to remind everybody in case I don't send you it in writing. Five, let's review quickly from page 23, lesson number 11. This is dealing with the tanween, double dhamma. Okay, double dhamma. Tanween means that the vowel, dhamma or kasra fatha, is pronounced like it has a noon end sound after it. Line 1, first word.
Kitabun.
Second word.
Matabun.
Third word.
Makanun.
Last word.
Manamun.
Line 2, first word.
Kalbun.
Second word.
Kutubun.
Third word.
Hilalun.
Last word.
Manalun.
Line 3, first word.
Malamun.
Second word.
Kalamun.
Third word.
Malikun.
Last word.
Malakun.
Turn to page 24. Top of the page, lesson 11, line 4. First word.
Mulkun.
Second word.
Kamalun.
Third word.
Malun.
Line 5. First word.
Bilalun.
Second word.
Bukmun.
Third word.
Kalimun.
Last word.
Hulamun.
Page 25. Lesson 12. Dealing with the elongation of Kasra by the letter Ya with Sukoon. Yani, the sound of Kasra by itself with Meem is Me. But if it's elongated by Ya, it became Me. Okay, page 25, lesson 12, line 1, first word.
Li.
Li. Second word.
Bi.
Bi. Third word.
Mali.
Mali. Last word.
Kuli.
Short vowel, long vowel. Again.
Kuli.
Kuli. Line 2, first word.
Kitabi.
Kitabi. Second word.
Kalami.
Kalami. Third word.
Makilun.
Last word.
Takilun.
Line 3, first word.
Talinu.
Second word.
Tumitu.
Third word.
Tabitu.
Last word.
Tuhinu.
Page 26, line 4, lesson 12, first word.
Muhinun.
Second word.
Tubinun.
Third word.
Lima.
Last word.
Mubinun.
Line 5, first word.
Kalimun.
Second word.
Mahibun.
Third word.
Munibun.
Last word.
Lahibun.
Line 6, first word.
Nabilun.
Second word.
Nabihun.
Third word.
Banihi.
Last word.
Nabani.
Page 27, lesson 13. The long vowel, yani dhamma elongated by waw with sukoon. Mu. Mu. Line 1, first word.
Mulukun.
Second word.
Malumun.
Third word.
Nalumu.
Last word.
Batulun.
Line 2, first word.
Banuka.
Second word.
Malulun.
Last word.
Namutu.
Line 3, first word.
Tamutu.
Second word.
Kuni.
Last word.
Kuluhu.
Page 28, line 4, top of the page, lesson 13, first word.
Humumun.
Second word.
Kulumun.
Last word.
Tabuku.
Page 28, there's a chart on the bottom of the last line. It's just showing us the difference between ma and ma. Me and me, mu, and mu. Page 29, lesson 14, dealing with the letter Hamza, which is a glottal stop. Its sound is the sound of its vowel. Doesn't matter what its seed is, whether it's Hamza, Wow, or Aleph, it's pronounced like its vowel. Page 29, lesson 14, line 1, first word.
Am.
Second word.
An.
Third word.
In.
Fourth word.
Anna.
Last word.
Inna.
Line 2, first word.
Inna.
Shadda on the meme. Imma. Second word.
Amma.
Third word.
Abun.
Fourth word. Akala. Last word.
Akaltu.
Line 3, first word.
Aminun.
Second word.
Amanun.
Third word.
Aktubu.
Last word.
Akunu.
Page 30. Top of the page. Line 4. First word.
Amutu.
Second word.
Analu.
Third word.
Abana.
Last word.
Uhinu.
Line 5. First word.
Ub.
Second word.
Abuhu.
Third word.
Ma-la-un.
There's no elongation here. The aleph in the lam aleph is the seat for Hamza.
Ma-la-un.
Ma-la-un. Last word.
Kala-un.
Line 6. First word.
Anta.
Second word.
Anti.
Anti. Third word.
Antum.
Antum. Line 7. First word.
Naba'un.
Naba'un. Second word.
E.
Third word.
Imanun.
Last word.
Ilamun.
Page 31, line 8, top of the page. First word.
Ooh.
Second word.
Uminu.
Last word.
Ulimu.
Page 32, lesson 15 is just showing us that when the Hamza written on Aleph with Fatta is followed by another Aleph for elongation, you just write it with this wiggly line. So the wiggly line on top of the Aleph, on top of the Aleph, it means that it's Hamza with Fatta elongated by Aleph. Ah, okay? Page 32, lesson 15, line 1, first word.
Ana.
Ana. Second word.
Ala.
Third word.
Amana.
Fourth word.
Akulu.
Last word.
Ma.
Nam. Ma. Because the Hamza, so it's a break, right? Ma. Not ma. Ma'alun.
Ma'alun.
Line 2, first word.
Ahi.
Ahi. Second word.
Aba.
Third word.
Ameen.
Ameen. Fourth word.
Ameen.
Two long vowels. Amalun.
Amalun.
Now, last word.
Alun.
Alun. Line 3, first word.
Alu.
Alu. Second word.
Anukun.
Anukun. Third word.
Atuni.
Three long vowels.
Atuni.
Fourth word.
Amanna.
Amanna. Last word.
Ati.
Ati. Page 33. Lesson 16. Page 33. The Tanween of double kesra means that the kesra is pronounced with a noon sound. In. Huh? Line 1, first word.
Atin.
Atin. Second word.
Ahin.
Ahin. Third word.
Balin.
Balin. Fourth word.
Anin.
Anin. Last word.
Bakin.
Line 2. First word. Likullin. Doesn't matter if the tanwin is under the lam or under the shadda, the sound is the same. Third word. Bi amanin. Bi amanin. Fourth word, last word. No long vowel. لأبن لأبن. Line 3, first word.
أبن.
Second word.
بانن.
بانن. Third word.
نامن.
نامن. Last combination.
من مكان.
من مكان. Page 34, last line 4. We're going to stop with this. First word. No long vowels. Binaba'in. 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 Second word. Ka'ummin. Last word.
Lahin.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Next week, inshallah, in our review, we're going to start with lesson 17. Somebody remind me, next week in review, at the end of the class, we're going to start with lesson 17. Well, we stopped that here, inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma. وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Okay, for our next class, يعني book one class, يرحمك الله. Book one class, please. Let's try to get started as quickly as possible. Anybody who needs extra exercises for the letters ha and va, please, you can take a copy from here. The letters ha and va, take one and pass them to anybody else who wants it. JazakAllah khair. Fikum barakAllah.